Well, we are still in the beginnings of Lent, a season of penance, repentance, but today the church is already talking about resurrection in the scripture readings that we have. In the transfiguration of Jesus, Peter, James, and John get a glimpse of Christ's eternal glory, the future glory that he will have after the resurrection. And in the first reading about Abraham and Isaac, and remember, Isaac was tied up because he was going to be sacrificed by his father, but the angel stopped his father Abraham, and then Isaac is released from the bonds that held him down, and then he is given new life, we could say, and this has always been a symbol of Christ's resurrection that will come many years after that, 2,000 years after that incident. And yet Easter is still a month away. So what's going on here? Why is the scripture readings talking about resurrection on the second Sunday of Lent? Well, we have to get the big picture in our minds. Look at the big picture now of what is going on. The season of Lent is a time of prayer, fasting, almsgiving, repentance, looking into our hearts of how we can be a better disciple, looking at the sinfulness that is there, looking at all the many wonderful gifts God bestows on us that are there in our hearts. Yet suffering is still part of our life, suffering from sin, suffering from things that aren't sinful, but they cause us pain to ourselves, in our world. And suffering is always part of the story of human life, with Christ or without Christ. People suffer, but with Christ has a much better ending, because crosses, suffering purifies us of our selfishness if we allow them to. It teaches us to lean more on Christ and to trust in him all the more. And in our Catholic faith, the cross and the resurrection are two sides of the same coin, really. You can't have one without the other. And so a balanced Christian keeps both of these things in mind always, even outside of the Lenten season. By thinking of the resurrection, we find strength to carry our own crosses, and not to run away from our crosses, but to embrace them as Jesus did his. So there's two things that can help us cultivate this kind of attitude about Lent. And the first thing is we should use the crucifix. It used to be a common practice that Catholic families would have crucifixes on the walls of their house, in the living room, bedroom, wherever it might be. But I think this practice has fallen off lately. When I go into my own relatives' homes, not many of them do have crosses or crucifixes. This fits in so well with the Holy Land gifts visiting us, because they have wonderful display of crosses and crucifixes in the Southwest vestibule. This isn't a commercial timeout, please. It's the work of God bringing us together with all sorts of crosses that we can purchase and put up a crucifix or a cross in our home or in our bedroom. You can do that right today. And the cross helps us to remember that Jesus suffered for our sins. That's just what he did. Sometimes people keep a picture of the cross, a crucifix, in their pocket, like a holy card, or wear a cross around their neck, as we would a medal. I remember one of my brothers-in-law telling me many years ago, he stopped going to church years before that, but he would wear a gold chain with a little cross. And he had a friend who was rather evangelical in his Catholic faith, who saw him wearing that cross one day, and he knew that my brother-in-law wasn't going to church, and he said, "Why do you wear that cross?" And he said, "I think it looks cool, you know, it's nice jewelry." And his friend took that cross and ripped it off the chain and said to him, "That cross represents Jesus, who died for your sins. Don't wear it again until you live that yourself." Wow. Now, I'm not going to say he changed immediately because he didn't, but a few years after that, he did come back to the church and still goes to church. But that's what the crucifix stands for. That's how powerful it is. The second thing we can do is to pray the rosary. And why the rosary? Well, the rosary is basically a very simple prayer of Hail Marys and Our Fathers, but it gives us all of the events of Jesus' life to meditate upon, especially the sorrowful mysteries and the glorious mysteries. Even if we pray just one decade of the rosary each day, it's a good start to get into the practice of praying the rosary and meditating on those mysteries of the rosary as we pray the Hail Marys. And it's a way then of keeping Jesus' cross and resurrection in our minds once again. And so, to sum up, in the transfiguration of Jesus today, we see Peter, James, and John getting a glimpse of Christ's eternal glory, the glory he claimed fully after the resurrection. And we believe this, and we believe ourselves in our own resurrection of the dead. And we know that the way to resurrection is through the path of the cross.